Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Revving Sunday Soul Connection. A time where we take just 45 minutes or so out of our busy schedules to deepen down as we gather across the airwaves linking hearts and minds, connecting with the source of all that is and with each other. As always, we like to set the intention of our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I thank for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. The better the better.
Welcome. Today, my inspiration came from a story that I read on Facebook, which I will be sharing later. The title has changed over and over, and sometimes I wonder if I should ever bother with titles. But it really is speaking to how God uses anyone and everyone to touch the lives of others. The song that I will close with says, you are the one he speaks through, by Mandisa. And she says in her chorus, he might use your words to heal a heart that has been bruised, or he might use your hand to rescue. He might use your whisper or maybe your smile to tell somebody that they're worthwhile. You might be the one he speaks through. You see, we are the vessels, the conduits, the channels through which the divine uses to bless, to heal, to manifest. I often smile to myself that if I've offered to do something for someone, it's always interesting how challenged they are to accept a kindness or a graciousness, and always ask, are you sure? There's a part of me that wants to say, well, actually, you're right. No, I'm not sure. I'm not going to do that now. But that's only the mischievous part of myself. But the point is, and I share with them, God does not drop our blessings out of the sky. The help we need, the guidance, the direction, or whatever it is, God will use someone, to bless you with whatever it is you are looking for. I often say, when somebody tells me something or shares something with me and follows up with, I hope you don't mind, I say, never, because I know if I am not getting it, God will send someone to tell me. So I like to remain open to whomever God is using, however God uses them, or whatever it is. It might be something out in nature that will give me a message. I remember once, many years ago, as I walked down by the river, and it was a bank holiday, And it was extremely busy on the river with rowing boats and pleasure cruises and sailing boats. You name it, this river was like Piccadilly Circus on New Year's Eve. And in the middle of it were two swans with their necks bent down, buried into their wings, just resting very serenely, very quietly. What a lesson. We don't need to get caught up in the turmoil and the nonsense and the busyness and the confusion around us. We can simply surrender, rest, and be at peace. So always there are messages wherever we are open to receive them. But I digress. I want to speak today to how we are the hands and the heart of God. He, she, it uses each and every one of us to be able to make a difference to someone. Our only responsibility is to remain open so that we don't miss that chance, miss that opportunity. So I shared with you the quote yesterday which said, if you want to touch the past, touch a rock. If you want to touch the present, touch a flower. But if you want to touch the future, touch a life. Each and every one of us can touch a life. It may be just taking a moment to smile at someone. That could make all the difference. To acknowledge that someone's helping hand. It doesn't matter. It's not how big or how grand the gesture is. It's simply about being conscious to see an opportunity to help, to make a difference, to be of service. So my sacred text today comes from 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 10. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor. Their righteousness endures forever. Now, most pastors like to use that particular verse when they're looking to increase their collection or their tithes. But you see, when God says he loves a cheerful giver, I don't take that to mean just about money. I take that to mean what is the content of your heart that you are sharing and giving from. What is it that you are allowing, as it says, as your heart decides, what is it that you are allowing to be generous, whether it's in your time, your talent, or your resources, that you are sharing to make a difference? You see, the thing is that I think most people forget, you can't outgive the universe, the divine, the sacred. But there's no reason why you shouldn't attempt to try. If we are the hands and if we are the heart that God uses, then it truly behooves us to be as open and receptive to giving and sharing whatever it is that being our heart is being touched to do. And as we do so cheerfully, not begrudgingly, if you are going to drop a few coins in someone's cup that's sitting asking, don't do so because you feel obliged. Take a moment. Stop. Chat with the person. The other night I was coming back from the cinema with friends, and as always under Kingston, there's someone sitting in the bypass. And as I dropped something into his cup and said, stay warm, he looked at me, laughed, and he said, you know, I'm all alone on Valentine's. And I said, so am I, darling. So am I. And we laughed together. It's these little moments of exchange that touch our humanity, that make us remember that we are all connected one to another, that we share in each other's hopes, our dreams, and our reason for being. what you do, what you give, how you share of yourself. Do so generously, lovingly, because you are the one that God is using to speak through. My celestial poem comes from Ella Wheeler Cox, entitled Two Kinds of People. There are two kinds of people on earth today. Not the sinner and the saint, for it's well understood. The good are half bad and the bad are half good. Not the rich and the poor, for to rate a man's wealth, you must first know the state of his conscience and health. Not the humble and proud, for in life's little span, who puts on vain airs is not counted a man. Not the happy and sad, for the swift flying years bring each man his laughter and each man his tears. No, the two kinds of people on earth I mean are the people who lift and the people who lean. Wherever you go, you will find the earth's masses are always divided in just these two classes. And oddly enough, you will find two Irene. There's only one lifter to 20 who lean. In which class are you? Are you easing the load of overtaxed lifters or who toil down the road? Or are you a leaner who lets others share your portion of labor and worry and care? I think Ella succinctly puts it so beautifully. There are only two classes of people. Are you a lifter or are you a leaner? Are you someone that looks to other people for always be doing the doing? Or are you one that tries to lift the load of another? The Dalai Lama says, our purpose in this life is to help others. And if you can't help them, at least don't hurt them. If we look in all of the world's sacred texts, and I don't want to say too much to that today, because in a few weeks' time, I will be doing a special series, and I'll talk more about that another time. But all of the world's major philosophies, religions, sacred texts, all speak to helping one another. Our teacher, our way sharer, Jesus, consistently, by example, showed how we should live, helping one another. There was no one that was beneath him to help. There was no one that he judged as unworthy. There was no one that he felt was outside of his love. I had an exchange in the week. Someone asking me to pray for their son-in-law who had had, I know doctors still don't know quite what it is, but he's having seizures. And he went through a lot of blood tests and a lot of scans, and still they don't know what's causing him. And the other day, sadly, he was driving with his son and he had another seizure whilst behind the wheel. And she said something to the effect that, how is it nasty people never have these kinds of things? And I shared that we are just simply organic beings and the organic part of ourselves will break down. And it's not that God is visiting anything upon anybody, good or bad, because the psalmist says that God makes the sun to shine on the good and the not so good, and the rain to fall on the just or the unjust. So it isn't about thinking that bad things should happen to bad people, or unpleasant things are all that they deserve, and people who are good and kind shouldn't experience pain or trouble. The Buddha says that the world there is full of suffering. And whilst our teacher says the world is full of suffering, but it is full of overcoming it too. He said, be of good cheer. There are things that we are going to experience. And it's not to wish bad things on bad people as we judge them, or good things only for good people. is to acknowledge the is what it is and truly reconcile that things will happen. Don't judge them as good or bad, but just accept. So, our theme is, you might be the hands that God is going to use. And so the story that inspired today was written by Beth Bornstein Dunnington. And she writes, something extraordinary at LAX today. I was at the gate waiting to get on my plane to Portland. Flights to two different cities were boarding at either side of the Portland flight. A toddler who looked to be 18 months or so was having a total meltdown, running between the seats, kicking and screaming, and then lying on the ground, refusing to board the plane, which was not going to Portland. His young mum, who was clearly pregnant and traveling alone with her son, became completely overwhelmed. She couldn't pick him up because he was so upset. He kept running away from her, then lying down on the ground, kicking and screaming again. The mother finally sat down on the floor and put her head in her hands, with her kid next to her, still having a meltdown, and started crying. Then this gorgeous thing, I'm crying as I'm writing this, the women in the terminal, there must have been six or seven of us, not women who knew each other, approached and surrounded her and the little boy, and we knelt down and formed a circle around them. I sang the Itsy Bitsy Spider to the little boy. One woman had an orange that she peeled. One woman had a little toy in her bag that she let the toddler play with. Another woman gave the mum a bottle of water. Someone else helped the mum get the kid's sippy cup out of her bag and give it to him. It was so gorgeous. There was no discussion, and no one knew anyone else. But we were able to calm them both down, and she got her child on the plane. Only women approached. After they went through the door, we all went back to our separate seats and didn't talk about it. We were strangers, gathering to solve something. It occurred to me that a circle of women with a mission can save the world. I will never forget that moment. I was so moved when I read that and could so clearly see in my mind's eye the distress of the young mother and the toddler having a tantrum. And women having such empathy, such care, could go and be the hand and the heart of God. Jesse and Brian Matteo says, even the smallest act of caring for another person is like a drop of water. It will make ripples through the entire pond. You see, that small act that those six women did will touch that young mother, and I believe will touch each of you that are hearing this call this morning, to be open, to be conscious, to be present, to how you could be the hands and heart of the divine. So with that, let us go within and connect with the source of our being. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and drop your attention down into your heart space and allow your breath to gently fall into its rhythm, the natural inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction, the expansion. Sometimes the ego will want to resist this quiet time, but tell it it's only for a few moments that you're taking to connect with the source of being. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in the breath of God, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, Say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. My breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in concern. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out compassion. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in concern. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out compassion. That there is nowhere where God is not. God, whose center is everywhere and the circumference is nowhere. It is written in God, we live, move, and have our being. We who partake of the nature of God are living, moving, breathing, experiencing the Spirit of God. We are the hands and the heart of the Divine Beloved. So in this awareness, in this truth, in this alignment, we consciously enter into our circle of prayer. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Ground of our being, Source of all that is the mystery of life, known by many names but none can contain you. As we consciously enter into this circle of prayer, we ask that you touch our hearts, our minds, our eyes, our hands, so that truly we are the voice, we are the hands, we are the heart of you, Earth, at this time. That we see every opportunity that is there to be the place where you speak through, where you love through, where you shine through. Let us be the clear vessels and conduits to be the expressions of your true nature, our divine nature that is love. Let us never miss an opportunity to say a kind word, to do a kind deed, to express love in all the myriads of shapes and forms that it can manifest as. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, at a time when there is so much violence, hatred, bigotry, prejudice that is existing in the hearts and minds of men, may we see all are deserving of love, all are deserving of compassion, all are deserving of kindness. As hard and as challenging as it may we behold with your eyes, may we love with your heart, may we speak from the depths of our being, which is kind and compassionate. Touch the hearts of those that govern and lead us, that they will look beyond the borders and boundaries that we have in place to see that we are one kind, we are humankind. May we honor all sentient beings, all life on this beautiful planet, those that swim through the waters, run on the land, fly through the air. May we see all as an expression of your life, deserving of a right to be and a right to live, without fear of being hunted, being fished, being killed, or dying from the loss of its habitat or from the pollution that we are causing. May we be conscious stewards of this beautiful earth, honoring the fact that we are only caretakers passing through. O Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, you said before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So you know the needs of every individual on this earth at this time. You simply remind us that we need to step out in faith and trust and affirm for that which we want. So for those that are in need of a healing, that are in need of a blessing for their bank accounts or their relationships, I know that you have done the perfect work. And so, for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in. And open your eyes as we do our moving prayers. Outstretch your hands towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands at your wrist over your heart and say, I'm one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer or namaste, touching your lips, and just say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Take a another deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our morning's affirmations.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our affirmation today, for the first one, is from our Science of Mind reading. It comes from my dear friend Michael Gott, who I managed to reconnect with on the cruise. And he writes, "Today, I step into my purpose.
Today, I step into my purpose.
In a new and powerful way.
In a new and powerful way.
I draw into my experience. Those whom I am here to help.
In just the ways that I can offer.
I am fulfilled and expanded. I receive as I give. And I've just realized I had not read The Science of Mind, so let me share that with you now. The first quote is from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. "The important thing is that men should have a purpose in life. It should be something useful, something good." Our second quote comes from Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. "I sense heaven at hand and divine love in my heart. Joyously accepting my present day, I see the good before me and love offering itself to me." Michael writes, "What is my purpose? It's really a big question. And there comes a time in our spiritual life that it becomes the most important question we can ask. I know early in my journey I just needed to fix it. Fix my finances, fix my relationships, fix my body. At some point, though, it became clear that I wanted my spiritual life to be more than a repair shop. I needed to mean something. This was a beautiful step in my evolution. Along the way, I uncovered profound answers to the question of purpose in my life. At times that revelation was some specific guidance. At other times it was less an understanding of what I am to be and more a sense of how I am to be in my life and in the world. My understanding of my life's purpose continues to evolve. One thing seems very clear though. It's about being of service. I've come to understand that we are here to experience and express, to receive and to give. There is some unique contribution that each of us has to offer to the whole. Something beautiful and unique, irreplaceable and unrepeatable, necessary. Let us be open to the possibility that we are here for a holy purpose, and then let us be willing to be just who we are, created to be, that we may give our part." That was entitled Revealing Our Purpose from Michael. And now our Buddhist meditations, if you repeat after me, "I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone. Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now I pray a protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is, and all is well.
My final quote is from Audrey Hepburn, who says, "As you grow older, you will discover that you have two hands, one for helping yourself, the other for helping others." So this week, in our season of nonviolence, I know I'm not preaching a lot about it, but we have done for the last several years. And so I trust you are going online and looking at the affirmations and the facts for the day and just in your own way, practicing the season of nonviolence. So the attributes this week are self-forgiveness, inspiration, mission, prayer, harmony, friendliness, and respect. I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek 10-minute top-up, our 10 of 10, and back with you again next Sunday. So my closing benediction. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. God has a purpose in your being right where you are. God, whose spirit indwells you, wants to do something in and through you. Believe this and go in His grace, His love, His power. And so, amen. And so, my beloveds, as promised, our closing song is so beautiful, entitled "The One He Speaks Through" by Mandisa. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
trust you and love that as much as I do. That's Mandisa, the one he speaks through. Have a beautiful and blessed week, and I look forward to joining you once more on the airwaves.
Thank you.